Have you ever found yourself in that spot where the digital world just seems to be leaping ahead?
Oh, definitely.
And the laws are struggling to catch up, right?
Yeah.
And then politics, well, that shifts under your feet too, especially if you're trying to, run a business.
Yeah, it feels like trying to build on quicksand sometimes. Unstable ground.
Exactly. So today, we're doing a deep dive into exactly that point, what happens when law, AI, and politics collide.
Creating what one expert calls an unruly environment. That's Sean West's term.
Right, from his book, Unruly: Fighting Back When Politics, AI, and Law Upend the Rules of Business. We'll unpack some insights there.
And we'll connect that to the really crucial work being done by the American Arbitration Association, the AAA.
Led by their president and CEO, Bridget McCormack.
Our mission here is to, well, first, understand these challenges, this unpredictable legal landscape.
But it's more than just understanding, right? We want to see how organizations like the AAA are actually forging paths through it.
Yeah, concrete, reliable paths. They're offering innovative solutions, trying to build back confidence in the rule of law.
And we'll show you how ADR, alternative dispute resolution, isn't just some, side option anymore.
No, it's becoming a vital tool in this increasingly complex world. Okay, so let's start with West's idea, this unruly business. He says evolving tech and these fractured political systems are like fundamentally reshaping the legal world. What does that actually mean for a business on the ground?
Well, West talks about something pretty striking, a global rule of law recession.
A recession in the rule of law.
Yeah. He cites the statistic, 76% of the world's population now lives in countries where legal principles are eroding, weakening.
Wow, 76%. That's huge.
It is. And he calls this legal unruling, which sounds, like a paradox.
How so?
Because we have more laws than ever, maybe too many in some ways, but the enforcement is often poor. It's patchy.
Okay, I see.
And this isn't just some abstract theory. It pushes businesses, even individuals, to look for private alternatives.
So outside the normal courts?
Sometimes, yeah. Or even outside formal legal frameworks altogether, just because the public courts feel, well, unreliable.
So this isn't just academic talk then. This erosion, how does it hit a business day to day? Or even just, you trying to deal with a contract?
Oh, it's absolutely practical. I mean, if you can't rely on the system to enforce an agreement, think about it. That uncertainty, it ripples through everything.
Every decision.
Exactly. Makes long-term planning incredibly hard. It
Yeah.
destabilizes the whole playing field for everyone involved.
And that connects to another kind of paradox, doesn't it? Both McCormack and West point this out, this flood of laws, but not enough actual enforcement or justice.
Right. West has this observation, it's almost hard to believe, that nearly 70% of Americans unknowingly commit punishable offenses.
70%, just because there are so many rules.
Just because of the sheer volume of statutes and regulations out there. And then you add this layer, 92% of Americans can't afford legal help.
So you have rules everywhere, but most people can't get help navigating them or fighting for their rights.
Precisely, which leaves so many civil justice issues just unresolved. It creates this hugely uneven playing field.
Yeah, for individuals and for businesses. Massive barriers to getting disputes resolved fairly.
You've got this constant stream of new rules, but this like desperate shortage of accessible justice. You can imagine the frustration that builds up.
Absolutely. I mean, just picture trying to operate in that system, rules everywhere, but understanding them, enforcing your rights, feels out of reach for most people.
Like playing a game where only a few people actually have the rule book, yeah.
So with all this pressure on the traditional legal systems, you have to wonder about technology, like AI. Could that help? Or does it just add another layer of, well, chaos?
That's really the million-dollar question, isn't it? AI is definitely a major force here. It could enhance access to justice. Huge potential there. But there are significant risks too. West specifically flags the potential for AI misuse. Things like weaponizing litigation through automated filings.
Weaponizing litigation. That sounds pretty serious. Are we actually seeing that happen? Or is it more of a future worry?
It's probably more of a looming risk that people are very aware of, and that's why organizations like the AAA are trying to be proactive.
Getting ahead of it.
Exactly. You see Bridget McCormack's stance. It's optimistic, yes, but also very proactive. Let's use AI to solve problems, she says, not create new ones. Let's not make the unruly environment even worse.
Okay, so that's where an organization like the AAA comes in. How are they trying to counter this rule of law recession you mentioned? How do they maintain integrity when other systems might feel shaky?
Well, they tackle it head on by really focusing on strengthening the integrity within their own arbitration and mediation systems.
How do they do that? What kind of safeguards?
It's quite comprehensive, actually. They have systems focused on promoting fairness, civility, accountability, very specific rules about professionalism, respectful conduct.
For the arbitrators themselves?
Yes. Strict requirements for independence, impartiality, and a big one, an ongoing duty to disclose any potential biases. Transparency is key. Plus, they do regular performance reviews of their panelists. They look at outcomes, sure, but also feedback directly from the parties involved.
Oh, okay.
And each case gets a dedicated case manager. So there's a direct line, you know, a clear channel if any ethics concerns come up.
So it sounds like they've deliberately built in layers of accountability.
They have. It's backed up by codes of ethics, professional responsibility. It's about building credibility, especially when public systems might seem strained, turning a potential weakness of private systems into a strength.
Okay, so they're reinforcing their core framework.
Mm-hmm.
But what about that other issue? The flood of laws, but the lack of access to justice. How does the AAA address that gap?
They're tackling that through education and innovation, really. Expanding access is a big focus. Well, one key piece is the AAA ICDR Institute. Its job is to share best practices, champion innovations that make ADR, you know, smoother, more efficient.
Streamlining things.
Exactly. And they work hard to just demystify the whole process, offer tools that are user-friendly, designed to empower people, whether it's a business or an individual.
Can you give an example?
Sure. Things like having reduced fees or even waived fees for consumer arbitration cases, directly trying to remove cost as a barrier.
That seems pretty concrete.
It is. And they've also launched something called the Online Dispute Resolution ODR Innovation Clinic.
ODR Clinic. What does that do?
It specifically helps low and moderate income individuals navigate complex court procedures, provides real support.
Okay, let's unpack that a bit. How does that clinic, or waiving fees, really help someone who feels totally lost in the legal maze?
It makes a huge difference. It lowers the barrier to entry. It says, okay, this process can be accessible to you. It offers a guide, a potential pathway where maybe before there felt like none. It makes dispute resolution feel like something achievable, not just for big companies.
Right, bringing it down to a human level, making it navigable.
That's the goal, making it a tangible reality for people who might otherwise just be completely shut out.
Okay, and circling back to AI then, it sounds like the AAA isn't just, you know, watching from the sidelines. They're actively using it.
Yes, very actively. But the emphasis is on being proactive and, crucially, responsible.
So not falling into that weaponizing trap we talked about.
Precisely. They're using it to solve real problems. For instance, they have the AAI chatbook.
Chatbook.
Yeah. It uses AI to give instant guidance to people representing themselves, making legal info more accessible.
Interesting. What else?
They use AI in their Trek AI panelist search. Basically, helps match the right arbitrator with the right expertise to the right case. Makes things more efficient, more effective.
So better matching.
Exactly. And they have something called Clause Builder AI. It's in beta now, but it helps users draft clearer arbitration and mediation clauses. Take some complexity out of that.
Okay, that's fascinating. Using AI for practical improvements. You mentioned they even developed AI standards,
mm-hmm.
the AAI standards for AI and ADR.
Yes, and this is really important. They set up the A-Level. Think of it as a knowledge hub.
Okay.
It curates thought leadership on AI and ADR, keeps an eye on new laws and regulations, and offers practical guidance on how to integrate AI responsibly.
And the standards themselves, what do they cover?
They lay out foundational principles. Things like competence, making sure the AI is used appropriately. Confidentiality, obviously crucial. Advocacy, impartiality, independence for the arbitrators using AI tools and using AI for process improvement.
So these standards essentially provide a roadmap showing how AI can be a tool for justice, not a weapon.
That's exactly it. They create ethical guardrails. They help evaluate AI tools and applications to make sure they actually enhance fairness and access rather than undermine them. It directly counters those risks, like weaponizing litigation.
It really underscores how much we need these kinds of adaptable, principled solutions right now, doesn't it? Especially in such a fragmented world.
Absolutely. It's not just about settling disputes anymore. It's about maintaining trust in the very idea that you can get a predictable, fair outcome.
Yeah, preserving that confidence.
Because in this era, you know, with the political instability, the crazy pace of tech changes, the regulatory fragmentation, the need for fair, efficient, adaptable dispute resolution, it's never been clearer.
West's unruly world really drives that home.
It does, and navigating it demands new strategies. It requires these new approaches.
So what does this all boil down to for you, the listener, whether you're running a business or just facing some kind of legal issue?
Well, it means there are options. Organizations like the AAA are offering strategies. Strategies grounded in integrity, but also powered by innovation.
Trying to help people find some certainty when things feel so uncertain.
Yeah.
Providing that reliable path forward.
Exactly. A measure of predictability when so much seems unpredictable. ADR provides that dependable path through the disruption.
It strengthens the whole structure of justice, really.
It does.
So here's something to think about. In a world where legal lines are blurring and getting access to traditional justice can be, well, really tough, consider how designing these alternative systems, like the AAAs, does more than just resolve disputes. Does it actually start to redefine what legal integrity and accessibility even mean for all of us? What new possibilities open up when we start rethinking the architecture of justice itself?